This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Captain John Reagan's with us, EZE33.org. And you can click on the news tab, follow along with us. And David Klotz in Missouri has called in with some election passion. And for those of you who don't know, David Klotz is a USA Prepares instructor. He spent about 20 years being trained at Walmart in the corporate culture. He met Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart, and he was talking about a blonde lady at the end of hour number two. Dave, so you were in a board meeting. You met this blonde woman. Who was she?
You know, it's the craziest thing. I don't know why life unfolds the way it does. I don't know if John's ever heard this story or not. For 30 years, I've tried to get this message out to people as I've become familiar with who she was. So, you know, 19 years old, I had a great relationship with Walmart general management and the corporate board and was presenting ideas. At the time, this is so early in Walmart history, they still had a Buy American program. They had signs hanging up in every entrance as to how many jobs they created through their Buy American program, created or retained. You know, they were really proud of that. But we kept seeing more and more Taiwanese stuff come in the back door. Walmart was the first American retailer with an overseas buying office. We kept seeing more of this import stuff come in. You'd peel the label and say made in China. Well, it was illegal to deal with China. Back in the 80s, we had, principles against supporting communist regimes that enslaved their subjugated populations and denied them their God-given liberty. We didn't feel like our money should go to that. But you can't see more of this junk come in the back door. And so I wanted to do something to preserve Walmart's commitment to American manufacturing and went to the board at the time that the supercenters were on the drawing table. There hadn't been one supercenter built yet. And I wanted to put an American-made department in the supercenter right in the middle between hard lines and grocery to preserve Walmart's commitment to American manufacturing. Well, I was pitching this idea to a short board and one of my EVP friends. And this lady, this blonde lady, was there. She totally looked like a lawyer. Had this big trade and commerce law book. I'll never forget it. John loved that because they've exploited every hoop to make this happen. And so as I get about midway through the presentation, how I want to cement Walmart's commitment to American manufacturing by putting American-made department in the supercenter, this blonde lady actually gets on her feet. And she's directly across the table from me, leans over into my face. She wasn't like 5.5 foot tall, and at the time she was kind of attractive, you know, mid-30s. I was just a 19-year-old young man. But there was something in this woman that was so possessed. I don't even really have words for it. She got over in my face. Who are you to tell me how to spend my money? Why should I waste my money supporting your high-minded ideas? You need to grow up and get lost, is what the woman told me. I've never been spoken to in such a cold, inhuman way. That got me, and I had no idea who this woman was. I did everything I could to try to turn the conversation, using Sam Walton's words, using the culture of the corporation, using old economic argument, and she was just ice. Ultimately, I kind of stumbled out there like I'd been hit with a sledgehammer. A month later, I picked up the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and there's her smiling picture on the front page. Turns out to be Governor Clinton's wife, Hillary Clinton. That was my first introduction with her, and that got me watching the Clintons. And after that, Bill ran for governor his last term in 89. Right to work was the big thing. Sam hated unions. And right to work strips people of the capacity to be able to organize for a rightful share of the profit they produce for a corporation. That's actually what it does. It's a misnamed piece of legislation. Democrats were opposed to it. Bill campaigned against it. As soon as he was elected, he flipped because for Sam, and not just Sam. He also got Tyson and other factors in Arkansas, and codified right to work in the Arkansas Constitution. Then I watched him go on to be elected president, where immediately he signed NAFTA, GATT, WTO, normalized trade with communist China, less than 5 years after the tanks were running their kids down in Tiananmen Square. Four, Walmart to flood rural economies with made-in-China inferior jump and export millions of American jobs to the tune of $8 trillion to this day and point. And so, you know, we look at our country. We're $20 trillion in debt. We haven't seen median family incomes rise in over a decade. Our local businesses are starving to death. Our downtowns are falling down. Our infrastructure is crumbling. And we wonder, why? What happened? You've got to teach people to reinvest in their community. And this is my only point. I've spent hours doing this morning, as I do so many days. And this is my only point to tell people. If Hillary Clinton's elected, Walmart will walk away from the negotiating table. We have them right now. They are interested. And if Trump comes through with his 35% tariff, suddenly American workers are at par again with all the world's slaves. And we can get some of these jobs back. We can get our investment in our infrastructure, in our downtowns, our hometowns, in our working families. But everything hinges tomorrow. And I never thought I'd be at this point where you see so starkly the future of the nation, the future of the people and places that you care about most, really on the line. If Hillary's elected, it's more of the status quo. Walmart walks away, doubles down, and buries you under debt and Chinese dumping your landfills that's going to poison your water supply. If Trump is elected, we have a chance to bring the world's largest corporation, who right now is at the negotiating table with me, of all people, the least unlikely negotiation ever in human history, to bring billions of dollars, and I'm talking hundreds of billions of dollars. It's a crazy conversation we're having, Vince. I mean, it blows your mind. Hundreds of billions of dollars reinvested in communities that have been left out for the last 30 years, and to try to reuse some of the lost manufacturing capacity. You know, but we got to retrain the labor force, man. I mean, they spent two decades teaching people how not to work and live on their dole. And that's what, you know, so, I mean, we've got a lot of obstacles, but we have a chance. If Trump's elected tomorrow and he's true to his word, if Hillary's elected, we're dead in the water. And I would love to hear John's comment about this.
Well, it's regardless of who wins, nothing's going to stop the financial collapse. You talked about the $20 trillion.
You think we can't even shore it up with investment in our infrastructure now? You think it's too late?
But see, you only talked about the $20 trillion federal debt. The United States in total, between government debt, corporate debt, and private debt, is $66 trillion.
Right.
And then it's going to take more than $200 trillion over the next 75 years just for Social Security and Medicare. It's the problem.
You're pretty hopeless about it, like I do, don't you? And so are we really too late in the game to save this? Did we let it go down too far down the road?
It was probably the 1980s was the last chance to make a difference. It is now so far down the road that, the way I put it, you can tax 100% of income and still go further in the hole. You can eliminate Social Security and Medicare today, and it still wouldn't stop things. And even if you did eliminate it, the social unrest would undo America.
That's the problem, because they created this counterculture that, you know, they're never going to work. And so I'm not sure what – okay, now I want to make another point here real quick. So, I mean, our major debt holder is China. They sent us over the barrel. The Clintons put us over the barrel to China, in the early 90s. And that has really never stopped. So we go to China. They've made trillions of dollars from our stupidity. And we say, hey, I know you hold all that debt. But what is that debt? Paper? We're going to reinvest in our country. And we're going to, what's that going to lead to? World War III? Is there no out for it? Can we negotiate hard like we should have always done?
Well, unfortunately, like I say, mathematically it's impossible to get out of the situation. If you looked at trying to cancel the debt to make things right, much of that debt is held by pension funds, which are already in having problems.
Right, right.
So I mean, it's really, really ugly. In fact, and the only way out of it, and I don't see this happening either, is for us to do things God's way. And that would involve the forgiveness of debt, the caring for one another instead of, you know, these social programs that the government does.
Yeah, that's the one thing I wish I'd heard Trump speak more about is the corruption of the Federal Reserve and that whole mafia enterprise. I wish they would really do something about that. I mean, I was warned about that as a kid by my banker grandpa and didn't understand it until I became adult. But, you know, that really is a criminal enterprise, and they absolutely set on the productivity of everybody and manipulate everything. I feel your frustration, but, man, I just can't give up. You know, I mean, you probably do, too. I've got a grandkid that's coming up, you know, and I just can't think that he's not going to have a future here because we were all so foolish and could never do anything about it. We were actually manipulated to our own destruction by that criminal class. I just can't rationalize. Maybe I'm too stubborn to give up. I don't know.
Well, the other part is you have to add in the spiritual side of things, too, which
right.
has come out in these emails lately, and it's even worse than we thought it was.
Oh, these people are satanic. I mean, they are absolute witches of the highest order. And some of us have known that and been screaming it forever, but it doesn't seem to matter with this culture. I just don't get how people don't understand that spending your money offshore denies it as an investment into your children's future. I don't get it. When they see their town crumbling and they don't do anything but the same thing, man, I don't understand it.
Dave, let me ask you a quick question.
I'm afraid there's an artillery. I really am. Or they should be put on it.
Dave, let me ask you a quick question so our class can hear this. You're on the air with me. You and I got people to sign a petition to stop the expansion of Walmart stores in Springfield, Missouri. The number of signatures necessary was achieved. We were beaten in the court system, but you were fired as a result of being on the air with me. Is that correct or not?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we got the first petition ratified or certified in Springfield in a 20-year period in Springfield to require a citywide vote as to whether or not the Walmart downtown neighborhood market was going to be allowed to go forward. We achieved the number of signatures we need in 2 days. We forced a vote. There's your music, isn't it, Ben?
Yeah. Do you want to hold?
Sure, I'll hold.
Okay. All right. As a result, David Klotz was fired. I ultimately was removed from the air. It was a great day. We'll be right back.
I'm in the wrong door. Sorry, honey.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And lines are really lit up. So, Dave, we've got a few more minutes and to wrap up. Please continue. Dave Klotz, USA Prepares instructor, passionately speaking about our last chance.
Yeah, it's just crazy. You know, I mean, it's surreal to be in this position at this point in time, especially when you were educated by old school folks who, you know, invested in their communities, built local businesses. My grandpa had an old school country bank. His philosophy, if you don't invest in your hometown, who's going to be around to do business with you? You know, Sam Walton used to say, if we don't shop and if we don't support the factories in the towns we have stores, who's going to be left to shop with us? All this has been sold out to this whole idea of globalism. And now we literally stare the stark reality in the face that tomorrow will decide, are we America? Do we invest nationally? Do we put our children first? Do we invest in our hometowns? Do we rebuild our infrastructure? Now, do we support economics of prosperity and redevelop the middle class? Or do we go with Hillary Clinton's tried and true road of globalism and send all our jobs overseas, turning all our children into the slaves for corporations who will ride us to the crown forever? That's where we're at. And it's just surreal. And I'm so proud of you, Vance. So I give God the glory for meeting a man like you, that to know that John's out there. And, you know, I share his frustration. When you hear people like John who are so knowledgeable and see the reality of it and look at the dollars and cents, which I've always done too, it does leave you a little bit disheartened, because a man like John should have hope. But how do you have hope when you see so much chaos and devastation that's been reaped upon the nation that you love? And, you know, if they destroy America, my favorite four words, we've covered this before, you know, I mean, ever written, endowed by our Creator. That's the difference between us and every other nation. We believe we possess liberty inherently. We believe we are born with liberty endowed by our God, not given us by government, not extended to us by a corporation under a human resource program. We are endowed by our Creator with liberty. Chinese don't know that. Indians don't know that. So how come all our money goes to all these slave nations who have corrupt, tyrannical regimes that sit on billions of human beings, denying them their God-given liberty, and we then will buy that garbage at the expense of investing in our own community? I mean, we've got to somehow get back to the reality that this gift was given us by our founders and by a God who loves us. And if we allow this to fail now, it's destroyed for all humanity. How long did it take for humans to realize liberty? And we're going to go back to that point for corporate profits to offshore it so they don't have to pay taxes even? You know, I got to eat my breakfast, and I love you so much, Ben. I'm just doing what I can to express the reality of the situation that we're in. And if people don't act wise tomorrow, it literally could be our last chance.
Dave Klotz, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us. John, any quick comments?
Let me just quickly talk about the first two links I have for hour two, espionage and treason. These link to the United States Code sections for those. Mm-hmm. And in espionage, paragraph 793, gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information, and paragraph 798, disclosure of classified information. Just want to point those out. And treason in the United States is a very narrow definition, and it requires aiding the enemy that's levying war against us. And this gives you the actual United States Code, and you can compare that to what you've seen in the emails. And I think, unlike the FBI director, you'll see somebody should be indicted, probably for multiple counts.
John Reagan, we have the tree in Mason, Ohio. Welcome.
It's the tree. Pat Ryan.
I have on my screen T-H-E, the, space, T-R-E-E.
That's funny.
That's what I thought. I'll tell you what. And you say your name is Patrice.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Well, so Patrice, please hold on, and we'll be with you right after these few short commercial announcements.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, Captain John Reagan's with us, EZE33.org. And you know, I'm looking at the call screen, and it says The Space Tree, Mason, Ohio. And John, our engineer, gave me a back channel message. He said, no, The Space Tree. That's right. That's what you said, The Tree. But it's really Patrice. Patrice, you're back on.
Hi. My first thing that I found out last night while I was listening to Dave Hodges was that somebody who is a good source for him said that there was Ohio National Guard being mobilized near Dayton, Ohio, last night. In part, the Ohio Guard is using rented tour buses to take them to their unknown rally points, presumably near Dayton, Ohio, as a prelude to departure. It is not known how many personnel are involved. So there's something going on there. I do know in Cincinnati for early voting, there is only one place to vote for the whole county of Hamilton County.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a 5-hour wait for people. Mm-hmm. And when I look on Facebook, it looks like, you know, I'll just use the word Democrats or Hillary supporters seem to think that that's a Republican thing. And of course, you know, Republicans think that it's a Hillary thing. So it's interesting how the blame game, I mean, that's part of the problem, you know. Good is evil and evil is good. You can't even get to the same page about any of this stuff. It's
are you hearing?
How,
are you hearing about? Are you hearing about potential violence as a result of the who is selected?
I hear it from people who are in the know, who know exactly what's going on. And then you talk to other people who are clueless or in ether or delusional or whatever the spell they're under, and they're like, oh, that isn't going to happen. So mm-hmm. here again, it's polar, and, you know, this is everything's polarizing.
John Reagan?
Yeah, it's... It's disturbing on many levels, and you know, I hope that cooler heads prevail. We have seen violence in the country. In fact, we've probably lived through some of the more peaceful times, and we've become accustomed to that. But I remember the riots that happened in the 60s, and there were even larger demonstrations before my time. And, you know, maybe the cycle's coming around again where we're going to see demonstrations for good or for bad.
The cycle is 1776 from all those people who study cycles, because you've got all forces colliding.
No question about that. Patrice, thank you so much for calling.
Sure.
Mike in Tennessee, welcome.
Greetings, gentlemen. Earlier on another Genesis show, there was a caller that mentioned that she looked forward to the hell and brimstone coming to wipe out Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, that's one solution. Another solution is the people will get behind a David who's got a few stones. Maybe that'll solve the problem also.
And when you say stones, that could mean multiple things, right?
It could.
Mm-hmm.
It could. The problem that I... One is from personal experience is that the evil that will follow one Hillary Clinton is beyond what the average person can imagine. There are people that will line up that so evil, they will come in, do anything. Are you hearing an echo?
Yeah, go ahead. Please continue.
Okay. There are people that will come in that are so evil that will do anything that they can get away with to satisfy this cult following. And I, for one, experienced that back in 1993 when my son was taken from me by a Clinton appointee to the U.S. Attorney's position, Veronica Coleman, who called a special hearing to take my son from me specifically because I was a Christian who did not promote homosexuality. Now, that didn't make the news, although it should have. It was covered up, and it took me 2 years of fighting and losing my position with FedEx on account of this judge, who was a former FedEx staff attorney, that they can manipulate most anything they want to. They can eliminate your jobs, your friends, your family. They can destroy you in many ways. And those are the people that align themselves with these evil Clintons, and those people that are not aware of it, just how devious, demonic, and evil that they are, Go out and vote and find out.
Mike, let me ask you this. After all of these things have happened to you, and we're talking with Mike Parsons in Tennessee. He ran for office. After all of these things have happened to you, is it possible for you to go out and get a job as, well, as anyone might try to do? Just apply for a job. Would you be able to do that?
Not anymore, no. Not anymore.
No one would hire you, right?
No, they won't take the time to find out what happened because it's so... It's so hideous and so bizarre that the average person can't imagine that people in positions of power would abuse that power to further a cult following and utilizing me as a sacrificial lamb and my son to take a male child from his father and place him with a homosexual just to be able to demonstrate the power that they have. It's the epitome of evil, and most people would default to, well, you had to have done something. No, did nothing wrong. And
Mikey,
because of that, when you know, ultimately I got my son back and he's fine, but the hell that we went through, people have no idea.
John Reagan?
You know, what more can you say on that? You know, we've covered it on the show. You had Larry Nichols on, giving inside information from his experience with the Clintons.
Mm-hmm.
And, unfortunately, too many people are willing to, overlook that or just don't even know what's going on.
Imagine Hillary being in charge. Imagine Hillary deciding that she's going to beat some small country up. Imagine that. That's what we're talking about. Mike Parsons in Tennessee, you and I have had discussions, and you talked about you can't call it a revolution, you can't call it a civil war. Would you please educate our class on why you say that?
Well, no, you have to have a legitimate authority to revolt against. So because this is an illegitimate corporation posing as government, it's a takedown of a corrupt corporation posing as government. You can't have a civil war because we're not fighting against each other. We're in opposition to a corrupt corporation posing as government. So it's not a revolution because it's not a legitimate government with people. We're not revolting against a real authority. It's not a civil war because we're not fighting amongst ourselves. We're dealing with a corrupt corporation posing as government. And all those people that have those corporate government jobs, you're nothing more than a pawn. And biblically speaking, there is an accounting. And those people that have sold out to the dark side and supported the evil, you've made your choice.
Mike Parsons, thanks so much for calling, and I appreciate it. Connection's not so good, but appreciate your call. John Reagan, back to your scheduled class.
Well, I wanted to get on record for something. You know how I've been talking for years. You know, there's no way to avoid the financial collapse.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Given the lessons of history, the most likely option is war. There is another alternative, and that's, like I say, even scarier with the technology we have today. And then I had this realization about, what this election is for, and unfortunately, it's still those two options. If we have Hillary, we are really looking at that war option. And even if Trump wins, we still have Barry in office for more than 2 months, and he may, push the Soviet or push Russia over the edge, or China as well. He's poking that side too. Then I got to thinking about what happens if Trump actually makes it through. We've seen where he has many more supporters than Hillary. What if they can't overcome, the cheating that they're planning, and Trump actually wins? And I believe that actually reduces the chances of war. And when we get into those tough financial times, I think he's more likely to try to find solutions than deflect the anger going to war, like I've talked about before. And again, without the grid down, we have all this wonderful technology that just keeps growing and growing. So I'd still much rather have Trump in the White House rather than Hillary, especially given all that we know about her. But it doesn't solve our problems, and it gets down to doing what you can for your family in preparation for things that are coming.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and we'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
My name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
because of what we did on this day. Change has come to America.
Something's wrong.
We all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just got word from our engineer that there was a massive problem on the network, and we were the only show that seemed to survive this massive problem on the six studios at GCN. So, class, these things are happening. And, you know, you've got to wonder, is it internet related? Is it because of negative chatter about the election? Is it because of a lot of chatter about the election? Is it because people are saying truthful things about Hillary and that ilk, or what? So I just want to share that with you, that we did not go down, but we were within seconds of going down. USAPrepares.com, as others have. But everything's back up and running, which is great. Captain John Reagan, back to you.
Well, I might as well throw in my coincidence there. About a minute before we're going into the first break of this hour, the power went out here. Mm-hmm. And it just so happened yesterday was the day that I finally had an opportunity to get some electronics moved. And that allowed me to put the UPS on my network gear. And had that not happened this past weekend, I would have been down. And probably, well, since the power came back so quickly, I would have been back after the break. But, you know, I'm sure that wasn't related because we're having storms here. But, mm-hmm. You know, it's not easy keeping everything going when bits and pieces are falling apart. We're having the cyber attacks, and some people are expecting a bunch of those tomorrow. I just wish that you know, we could educate people. I don't see how a Christian can be a Democrat. You look at what Democrats have done. They've destroyed our money. They've destroyed our economy with debt. They've destroyed our morals. They've destroyed the country through demographics. Not that the Republicans are any saints. They've destroyed our freedoms with things like the Patriot Act. And with the Republicans, even if it was a Democrat president, they're the ones that's put these trade agreements in that have destroyed the factories and the work base of America. But those people have been exposed a bit because of Trump. So, I wish we had better options. But again, going into tomorrow, all I can say is I hope when the smoke clears that we do not have a witch as president.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, John, there's an old saying, when the going gets tough, the tough go shopping. And today I'm going to go shopping to top off some of the spare parts that we need to continue operations here. I'm very serious about that. And class, you may want to do the same thing. I'm not trying to sell fear. I don't approve of selling fear. But I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know anyone who does. No one I know is inside this the machine that is going to make the decision. But consider what you might need, and consider the fact that it's possible that she will be selected to run the corporation. Class, if you have if you know how to build a rocket stove, we'd love to hear from you. If you know how to build refractory cement, we'd love to hear from you. If you know how to take an old Mercedes diesel engine and put it in a Ford pickup truck or a Chevy pickup truck, we'd love to hear from you. Seriously. We are looking for instructors who know how to do those things. So we'd like to have more of you join the faculty at USA Prepares and teach us specialty training that you have had experience with. And that can be done via PowerPoint presentation. I can put it on the website. It can be done via a document. If you want to send it to me, I will read it. And if it's germane to what we do, I'll read it on the air. Or if you'd like to be an instructor on the air with your real name, we can do that. Or if you'd like to use an alias, we can do that. But we want to get the information out. And it's incumbent upon us to train and educate us. John Reagan, any final comments?
And just if you get a chance, I had nearly 50 articles on today's link. We didn't even skim the surface today.
No, we didn't. We didn't. John, let's see if we can get you scheduled to come back and get that information out. Captain John Reagan, thank you so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to us. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.